Just around 3 years ago, as millions of people around the world were dying from strokes and heart attacks shortly after getting the experimental gene-editing COVID shots, coroners and embalmers began finding large, dense clots in the vascular system of the dead. Clearly large enough to explain the cause of death, but ignored by government and media. And the public, including children, are still getting these clot shots. During the winter of 2023-2024, Thomas Haviland conducted the Worldwide Embalmer Blood Clot Survey, wherein embalmers from the United States, Canada, Australia, and the UK were surveyed about the blood clots. The study found that the white fibrous clots were not seen by anyone pre-COVID jab, and over 70% were seeing them after the COVID jab in 20% of their corpses. And about 20% of embalmers saw a 25% increase in infant death after the COVID jab. After completing his three-year worldwide embalmer blood clot survey, Tom Haviland was invited to speak at the Tennessee Funeral Directors Association annual convention on June 8th of this year, and found that most of the funeral directors and embalmers were genuinely interested in talking about the clots. Haviland asked the room for a show of hands of who has seen the white fibrous clots over the last few years. Most have.
We're going to be talking about a very serious issue today, and these are these very unusual blood clots that embalmers with 20 and 30 years of experience had never seen before until the last 4 or 5 years. This is one of the typical clots that the embalmers will see. It almost looks like a capture of that particular part of the vascular system. You can see like the main trunk and then tributaries running off the clots. It's very unusual, like a cast of that portion of the vascular system. Next slide. Here's another up close. Sometimes they're more gelatinous, sometimes they're more dry and rubbery. The embalmers I talk to say that they look like calamari, and then they stretch like a rubber band. They're actually hard to break. You know, you have to pull apart with a little bit of tension. So they're definitely something different than what embalmers have typically seen in the past. You know, the grape jelly clots are what embalmers have typically seen in the past. And then there's also chicken fat clots, you know, which are yellowish in color, smaller, they tear very easily. Much different than these large white fibrous clots that are really tough and rubbery, you know, and like I say, even harder to break. This is about a 5.5-inch clot, and it's about 1/2 inch thick. This was actually taken out of the abdominal aorta, which is one of the largest blood vessels in the body. And actually, this one was removed from a cavity embalming using a trocar. The embalmer got a hold of it at one end. As he was pulling out his trocar, he saw this little piece of this poking out of the deceased, and he went ahead and pulled the rest of that. This is what he got. Can I get a show of hands in the room? How many folks in here are actually doing active embalming right now? Raise your hands. Leave your hands up. Okay. Of those people, leave them up. And of those people that have doing active embalming, if you're seeing these white fibrous clots over the last few years, keep your hand up. If you're not seeing them, please put your hand down. Okay? It looks like there's still quite a few hands up in the room. That's interesting. Look around, folks, if you're a fellow embalmer, you can see how many hands are up. Hey, keep your hands up now. People that are other people in the funeral home, funeral directors who don't embalm, other staff, how many of you have seen the white fibrous clots as well? Because I know you wander into the, okay? So, a lot of hands up there. Okay.
He then conducted a new survey and found that 70% of Tennessee embalmers are still seeing the white fibrous clots in 1 out of every 6 corpses. And he found that 39% of the Tennessee embalmers are seeing a 14% increase in infant death when compared to recent pre-COVID jab years. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.